about a dozen vessels in Everglades City went on strike. Crabbers who normally sell to the Ernest Hamilton Fishers that is owned by Joe's say prices per pound are too low.
Last year, it ended at $11 medium. We're starting at a $7 medium, and that's $4. That's a big difference.
That's Macbeth Collins, one of South Florida's biggest stone crab suppliers. He thinks $8 would have been a better starting point. Prices typically go up as the season progresses. Steven Sawitz is the chief operating officer at Joe's. He says this year's starting price, $7 for a pound of mediums, is the highest he's ever put out. It's 50 cents more than this time last year.
They don't feel it's enough. We put it out there, and our other fishery down in the Keys accepted it, and other fisheries are okay with it.
Sawitz says prices could go up, but it's too soon to know for sure.
We're not prepared to make our customers pay an exorbitantly high price at the beginning of the year when we don't know if the season will be bountiful or not.
Joe's has plenty of stone crabs in reserve for its opening tonight. The restaurant is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. I'm Rachel Morello in Miami.